goes in our heart and it makes samskar. Her Vaidhi Bhakti separate samskar. To be a thief is also a samskar. With living with thief, you will be thief. Your samskar will be like that. If you will have association of Raganuga Vaishnava, a samskar will come that you will have a ruchi in Raganuga Bhajan. These are samskar.
Impressions that come from association.
These are samskar. And by that, this samskar coming birth and activity and faith come.
It will be formed.
A newly married lady from any part of Braja went to Javar. She was married to Javar. No? Before she had no association of Krishna Priya. The beloved of Krishna, Gopi. In general, she was Gopi. But she had not seen Krishna. She knew nothing about Krishna. She has been newly married. And by chance, his marriage was done in Javar. Her marriage. And she newly came to him. Father-in-law house. There, Vishakha, Kundalata and other gopis met her. All these gopis always talk about Krishna. She has now hearing from them, who is Krishna? How beautiful is he? Gradually she knew something about Krishna. She saw that there are always very curiosity for Krishna. There curiosity to meet Krishna and always talking about Krishna. Nothing else. Gradually she became like so, and she now by sanskar, a sanskar came, and she wanted how to see Krishna. She is telling to Rukmanjari or any sakhi, I also want to see Krishna. They are prohibited her, but she is not listening. And one day she saw with them and became mad. This is samskar. No? In the Raganuga Bhajan. By hearing the past tense of Krishna and Gopi, a samskar comes that she wants only to hear, chant, and she immersed in all this. No past tense is he has no test in others, only in this world. So this is samskar. Samskar is going on, like you are coming to me, and samskar is going in your heart and getting picture, and it will go strong and stronger and stronger. then you will not listen any one's order or any skillfully by a stolen way. We will have all these things. Anyhow, they will tell ISKCON leaders, don't read all these books, but anyhow you will collect. When they will come, and they will go, this is all samskar.
So by the samskar, gradually we'll be able to remember more and more then, because we forget so easily now.
This is called association. By association, and by doing so, samskar. Our utmost goal is gopi, gopi friend, gopi jana ballabha, gopi jana ballabha. We love for gopi jana ballabha, and we have given our heart for this. If gradually we are not going up, not advancing, then it is our fault. If we are going gradually up, our heart is developing, then our sadhana sajan is going up. We should see at that time that kam, krodh, low mud is there or not. They are gradually reducing. And if they are developing, then our sadhana will be strong.
So would it be helpful if we discussed it amongst ourselves after we read certain things?
Will you discuss all these points?
Amongst ourselves. Would that help our memory? Or
very clearly, very sabadhani,
carefully,
with one or two, not in a group, those who are qualified.
So with that one or two, it will help us to repeat what we've read and heard to fix it.
That kind of book, and in time to time, mix them and discuss all this. Like Nijayagva Dharma, Bajanath and what's it?
Nijay Kumar.
Yeah. One person was asking me, why one marriage and another not married? Bajanath married, and Nijay Kumar was married, he left. And became Paramahansa, living everything. But he did marriage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given this point that a person, whether he is married or not married, for both kinds of persons he has given. This bhakti can be done by a grihastha also, and those who have left.
Yeah,
but at last, we will have to leave. And when there is advance, no maya, mamata, anything will be deep in worldly things. Understand? I cannot say clearly. So you should only understand my view. anyone, if a man is grihastha, if he listens and do bhakti raganuga, at last he is to lead it. If a man is not married, he will go to Paramahamsa. So whether he is married or not married, if he is, in case he is married, he can also do, he can advance. And at last, we end to do prem to Krishna, only to
Krishna. You want to ask a question now? No, no, go ahead.
I have one question.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Ram.
Only 5 minutes. 1 hour you have taken.
We understand that everyone in the material world is controlled by sex desire. And this is what stops us from wanting to leave this baby line, because we have this interest. We also understand that this is a perverted reflection of our love for Krishna. In other words, this praying has become calm. So if a jiva is in Sakya Rasa Vatsalya Rasa, he doesn't have a relationship with Krishna in Madhura. So what is his sex desire in pure form?
Question is there, how we can receive bhakti? In bhakti, this question will not be raised. How will it happen? Whether it's Satya Prem, Vatsalya Prem, and Madhya. Why these questions?
Because it would seem that now we
have to live all these things.
Yes.
So the question is, how we can live all this? How we can live this question too? Not like this. Understand my view? You understand? Anything wrong, we should be.
I'm not so much asking about right and wrong, but in a pure form, a sukha or in vatsalya, how did they come into the material
what
world?
What do you want? Don't ask for others. What do you want? And that should be. I want. And then go on. So many questions of what lands here and there. If a man questions, Nand Baba has relation to Krishna. What is relation with Yashoda? What relation? Why you are doing? Question. What will help you? There are so many cowherds. They have their wives. What are the terms with them? What?
I don't mean to ask in that way. I don't mean...
But I am telling you. Yes. This is a good question. Only how we have, we can have what I want. Yes. If there is need. And if there is no need, so those persons, so many kinds of questions will arise. We should minimize. But I am not any appropriate word.
concentrate on the one thing.
Focus.
Not here and there.
Focus on one thing.
Don't say anything bad for me. I'm only telling what is helpful in your function. Really, we are now qualified for working. But anyhow, some great help comes. We should try to make this strong and stronger. In one direction, we should go.
Have you ever seen the book Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers? Prabhupada has a little book called Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. One devotee asked him questions and they recorded it, transcribed into a book. So you could have a book too called Mediocre Questions, Perfect Answers.
It has Vaishnava is perfect. It will tell so. Perfect question.
Vrindavan wants me to ask a question. This is from Prabhupada said at the beginning of the movement that in Krishna Loka there are no dogs. Here in the Radha Krishna Ganadesha Deepika, in this translation, it says Vyagra and Brahmaraka are Krishna's pet dogs.
Vairagya, Vyagra, Vyagra, and Brahma.
Is this right?
They are colored like tiger. Yeah. And one dog is so black that it has the color of Brahmar. Brahmar means bee.
Oh, bee. Dog.
Yeah. But dog.
They are dogs.
Are there many dogs or only these two?
Sometimes only two very dear dogs. They always try to see this Krishna. And this helps, very helpful to Krishna. The dogs are also liberated souls.
Not like dogs here.
They can call gopis. Go to gopis. And with gopis, protecting gopis, they will come.
Do they have hogs in the spiritual world?
Huh?
Do they have hogs in the spiritual world?
Everything there. But we don't think about all this. Only gopis. And very helpful.
Maharaj, you mentioned many times the Natya Shastra. What is that? You have mentioned many times Natya Shastra.
Natya Shastra.
Natya Shastra. The Natya Shastra. You have mentioned.
In what?
In
that book?
Jiva Dharma?
Jiva Dharma, not
I think.
Shastra.
No. Either that or... No, in your discussion.
Ah,
oh, in discussion. Oh.
Master Shastra means the skill of a Nasi, you know?
Dancer?
Drama. Mm. There are also drama shastras, like other shastras, there are also drama shastras.
Yes.
Sangeet shastra.
Yes.
Sangeet shastra means?
Singing
shastra. Mm. So many shastras. Mm. So drama shastra is also a part of kala. Apnara kothati kaise chhe?
When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we try to think of the pastimes or the Vilap Kushmandala while we're chanting, the feeling that Vilap, that the desire. And
any stroke?
A particular one? Well, like he says, when will I, early in the morning, clean, wash all the drains of your house with fresh water and dry it with my hair. Is that those things are the proper meditation while chanting japa? We can't really grasp the holy name without thinking of the pastimes and the feelings of the Raghunath Das Goswami. We cannot hear otherwise. Just to hear the name, it's not possible.
If it is with that power, then it is so good. But if that power is not coming, then we should think that, oh Harina, you are yourself Krishna and Radha. We are not getting any mercy, realizing any mercy. We are so foolish, ignorant, offensive, and we are in the trap of Maya. So name is not resting in our heart. I'm so foolish and ignorant that I cannot. Since your bhavana does not come, in the shastra, this sattvic shloka, nainam galadastu dharaya, badanam gadagada rudhaya gira, ulakair nikitam vapuha kada, Saunam Grahane Pavitya. Do you know this shloka? Have you read? Where?
Internet.
Who has written this shloka?
Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya.
What he is telling?
I forget which one that is.
Oh Krishna, oh Namdev, you are Krishna. When I utter Krishna name, wholeheartedly, this name does not come. And no fear, nothing, not this, anything does not come. It seems that I am so much offensive. So one day, a day will come. That like worldly men, for any need they be for their children, for their calamities, if only one dies, his wife, his husband, her children, anyone dies, they be bitterly. But I am so far away from you. that nothing, no, what?
Feeling?
My heart is made of a strong iron. So, any problem. So, try to reach for me. Try to do prasna for me. And if the past tense of Krishna really comes in your heart, very, very.
We should try to make them come in our hearts, yes? Force them into our minds while we're chanting.
Can you force them? Is it possible to force them to come into your mind? Can you force
this
them?
This is called sadhana.
Can you force
man is not, mind is not going to take it. But again and again, this is right. This is called abhyasa.
Does it matter which pastimes of Krishna and the gopis or any? Any pastimes of them?
According to time, it would be better.
Time of the day?
Time by time.
So whatever pastimes were done at the time that you're chanting? So should I read the books that are in relation to that then?
Books and yes. Only reading a book will not do anything. Only they can add if you can hear and then they can add something. This is called Shruti Vidya.
Hearing from you the past time?
Not for I'm not telling 5 minutes. But any qualified Vaishnava.
So if you tell us
give you very, very good impression that for whole past it will be remembered always.
So when you tell us a pastime, we can ask you what time of the day that took place so we can remember it at that time?
Time is fixed. Time is fixed. The past tense of time. When time of taking Mahaprasad, when going to cow herd, when sleeping, when last night, when evening, all 5 tenses. Gopis are sitting in back and back, and they are singing the holy path. Now, beautiful.
Well, just regarding his question,
any?
Just regarding prasadam, how is there an explanation how we see the prasadam as Krishna? Because you don't want to chew Krishna, so how do you see it as Krishna?
Krishna is so kind to us. He's sitting here, standing here. You are doing so and giving, offering prasad and doing everything to Krishna. But can you wait that he is glad to have all these things?
He doesn't need it.
Huh?
He doesn't need it. He wants the devotion. You mean, is that what you mean?
You are offering to Krishna. You are doing arti to Krishna. You are giving, offering Mahaprasadam to Krishna. But can you understand grace? What is the meaning of grace?
Grace?
Grace.
What's the word?
How you can realize that you are offering to Krishna, and by taking and by testing, Krishna is so pleased.
How can we know?
Huh?
I don't know.
Huh?
How can we know? Is that the question?
whether he is testing very well or not. You are giving shining Krishna, but whether he is pleased or not, how you know?
If he tells you.
You are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Uh-huh. But Krishna is pleasing. By doing this.
You feel something in the heart.
It's
an ecstasy.
Something in the heart.
Then, also by offering, if your heart is so good and clear, then you will be there. He will show you any sign that answer if you are here in a reality game. But to ordinary persons who will not give any sign that I am pleased or not, they will be.
Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us Padab Jayo. I will never ask you for anything but service to your feet. So, in practical...
Okay.
In practical circumstance, like for example, when I was coming here from Russia, the plane was canceled. So, but I wanted to get here soon. So I didn't know if it was okay to pray for something like, let me get to Vrindavan soon, let the plane come, or if so, who to pray to, or just to keep praying for pure devotion. Which is better? Is that a clear question?
मतलब वो तो रास्ते में थी और हवाई जहाज जो जो था तो देर से आया है उसको मन में आया है तो क्या प्रार्थना करना है कि भगवान को प्रार्थना करना है कि वो हवाई जहाज जल्दी आते हैं काशी में वृंदावन को जल्दी पहुंचना है या सिर्फ शुद्ध भक्ति के लिए प्रार्थना करना है मतलब ये भौतिक इच्छा है
बोथ आर गुड इफ एनीवन वांट्स टू मीट any devotee, superior devotee, Gurudev, Shuddha Vaishnava, he may pray Giriraj, he may pray anyone, not to Krishna, because he is not almighty and having all Shakti. He is only my Priyatam or Sakha or son. So Giriraj is most superior and almighty and he can give. So we should pray. No harm.
What if it's that something is going wrong with service and we want the service, there's some impediment in service. Is it okay to pray for that obstacle in service to be removed, or is that a
you
lesser
can pray.
Prayer?
This should not be worldly things. This should be related to Krishna and bhakti. Then they are not called ambition or worldly things. I want to serve Krishna. I want to serve Srimati Radhika. These are above Nishkam. Nishkam, you know?
No material desire.
They are not material desire. I pray Durga Devi. I pray Uma Devi. Uma, you know?
Lord
Parvati.
Jesus.
Parvati. That make Chris my husband. Krishna should love me. Krishna. Srimati Radhika may have bliss to me. He should humko kripa kare. He should bestow their mercy to me. These are not worldly desires. I should be so qualified and so beautiful that Krishna should be what?
Yeah.
These are not bad things, worldly desires.
Suppose I want to buy a pen for you, a pen for writing, and I can't find it. Is it proper to pray for that, let me find it, or just pray for pure devotion?
It is related to Guru and Vaishnava.
Mm-hmm.
So these are good things. Not for you, not for any worldly person. So anything by which we can serve Krishna and his associates, it is good.
Again,
and if only it comes, desire, this desire, I should serve Krishna and Radhika and Gopis in Vrindavan in a special mood, like Gopis, it is best of all. Like, we can please Guru and Vaishnava only by that mood, not by all other things. But when we are in this world and thinking all this, it is helpful for him, it is helpful for him. An umbrella is helpful for our Gurudev, so I should take umbrella and I should start like that. Any shoe, any chappal, anything, which are now needed. These are worldly requirements, but yet this is service. But the most higher class of service is that by her regarding Krishna in Vrindavan and go.
If we're praying for some practical help, like getting an umbrella, would we also pray to Giriraj for that, or who? Who would we pray to for that?
Oh no, we should go and choose.
But I mean, if there's a difficulty.
Huh?
No.
These are very simple.
Mm.
No, all good. So, Bhartra, what is
it? I have a question about Bhartra. I have a question about Bhartra.
Have you asked?
A question was asked to me while I was preaching. I wonder if you could help answer it. How is the relationship with the Guru eternal if it appears that we met at a certain point in time?
Mm-hmm.
We say to the Guru, he's my Lord, birth after birth. But it appears that we met each other at a certain time. Like we met you 3 years ago. So how is it eternal if it has it seems to have a beginning? Or how is the Guru the Lord birth after birth if it has a beginning?
Kya kare?
Matlab agar Guru ka samband sanatan hai. Aisa lagta hai ki hum Guru bas teen baar chale to mila unse mila hai. Sanatan kaise hua agar shuru hua 3 saal pehle to shuru hua koi vishisht din par to samband shuru hua. To aisa sanatan kaise hua?
है संबंध एक कृष्ण इज गुरु साक्षात हरितेन समस्त शास्त्र कृष्ण इज गुरु ही जगत गुरु ही चैत्य गुरु चैत्य गुरु यू नो
गुरु इन हार्ट
आल्सो महंत गुरु ही एज ए गुरु ही इज वन कृष्ण Baldev. So you have this connection from very, 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 very beginning. And it will be. So it is Sanatana. But he comes in so, so many forms. So our relation is because we are Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi, Gurudev is the same Krishna Das Dasi. So you have a link forever. He may come in different forms, but same. But with the Kanishka Vaishnav, anything we think his gross body, material body, but they are no material body. When it will be developed, we will see this fact actually. If Srimati Radhika sends his beloved animal, Rukmajari or any, like Gopkumar's Gurudev, then Srimati Radhika has ordered him to go and to bring. And he came to this world. And he met so many times with Gopkumar, not in one life, not in one birth. In so many births. But he was the same. It may be like this. But he can come in different forms. Krishna can send, Radha can send anyone else, but this is the mercy of Radhika and Krishna. We should not worry and bother for all these things. The Guru who has come to us and who are helping, we should see that he is Sanatan. I am also Sanatan. My soul is Sanatan, he is also Sanatan. And our relation is forever, it was and it will be like this.
I was reading in the Vrindavan Parikrama book that in the last star, one Brahmana asked Krishna for a donation. One Brahmana in the last star.
In Vartana.
Asked Krishna for a donation, and he said, I'll give you Radharani as a donation. So then Radharani started crying, and the Brahmana did not want this donation. Can you explain that story? It was only a little bit in your book.
I have told in my book.
No, it's only a very little bit.
Only this?
Yeah, only one little bit.
No.
Yes.
About a para.
Yeah, a paragraph. But it doesn't say much. It doesn't explain.
Then I will have to tell this.
Can you? Will you?
Then another day. So my, because I will take now birth and say birth. I have done the necessary work here and there. Now I will be here.
काम हो गया, सफर हो गया,
काम नहीं होता पूरा, थोड़ा सा बाकी रहा। This picture or what they have done, Premanand has done, selected. I mean, Premanand has selected any cover for doing it. Then it should be very gambhir. Not like Radha and Krishna dancing here and there, and he playing on flute.
What about that painting that I did of Krishna lying down? He's too young there?
Like
Sauganda.
Another day we will discuss this. Tomorrow if you message, you know, tomorrow if you go.
But you should give anything, idea.
Okay.
And do anything. Not like this. Not like this. What?
Cartoon?
Huh?
Cartoon?
Huh, not like that. Nowadays is going on. Friends should be, but somewhat like Indian lady covers, covering like this, no? Also, all should be covered. Not as today's
picture.
All open, going, something like that. It should not be so sasta, so cheap, so cheap, valuable. If there is no teacher, no heart.